This is Steve Coleman with your Daily Inspiration. This week I would like to look at some pictures of salvation that we find in the book of Isaiah. And there's a passage here in Isaiah chapter 49. I think I should read much of this passage from verse 8 to 13, and then we can look at a few of the beautiful things that we find here. It says, "Thus saith the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains a way, and all my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come forth, shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the hill, the land of Sinem. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing, O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted." Well, this is one of the pictures that I see in the book of Isaiah of salvation. And interesting how clear that an Old Testament prophet was seeing the things that happen as a part of salvation. Truth is established. Those that are in darkness are given light. There is a song that comes forth in the heart. But one thing I really wanted to notice here, it speaks to me, being that I live here in West Virginia, and I live in the mountains, and so many places the symbolism of mountains comes forth. And what we have here is that the mountains will be made into a way. They'll be made into a road. Mountains, beloved, are not an easy place to walk, but they'll be made into an easy place to walk. They'll be made into a mountain. And then it says here that in verse 13, that the earth shall break forth into singing, O mountains. And, you know, that's the other characteristic about the mountains is there's echoing. And so if you would break forth into singing in the mountains, it would almost seem as though they echo that joyous strain, and it comes back to you. But notice here a few things. First of all, it's an acceptable time. Secondly, that the Lord hears us. It's the day of salvation, and he helps us. He preserves us, and he gives us a covenant. There's a charge that we receive, which is a charge to go forth and speak. And it says, you will say to the prisoners, go forth, you see? And it says that you'll say to those that are in darkness, hey, show yourselves, and it will give out food, and all of these things happen. And then in verse 13, we see this, sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, break forth into singing, for the Lord hath comforted his people. So there's a picture that Isaiah just simply wrote what the Lord laid on his heart, simply what the Lord showed him, he wrote down. And here it is, a beautiful picture of salvation. So I hope to, through the course of these next few daily inspirations, look at some more pictures of salvation out of the book of Isaiah. So God bless you. Thank you for joining us here at the Daily Inspiration, the Fountain of Life. If you would like to speak to us here at the ministry, you can go ahead and use mailbox 99. That's a voicemail. So God bless you.